when the president was asked yesterday who will be running Venezuela, he said it was you. He said it was the defense secretary. He said it was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Are you running Venezuela right now?
George, I've explained again that the leverage that we have here is the leverage of the quarantine. So that is a Department of War operation, conducting, in some cases, law enforcement functions with the Coast Guard on the seizure of these boats. I'm obviously very intricately involved in these policies. And by the way, very intricately involved in moving forward and what we hope to see some of these changes being addressed. Unfortunately, the person that was there before, who was not the legitimate president of the country, was someone we could not work with, was someone that we could not. He had already suckered the Biden administration a couple years ago on a deal he didn't keep. And this is someone we simply couldn't work with. We are hopeful that there are people in place now. We're going to find out. The proof will be in what they do or fail to do, that will start making some of these changes that will ultimately lead to a Venezuela that looks substantially and dramatically different from what's been in place for 15 years. But our number one objective is America. We care about Venezuela. We want it to do well moving forward. But our number one objective here is America. No more drugs, no more Tren del Agua gangs coming our direction, and no more an area of the country in our hemisphere that becomes a crossroads for every single adversary we have around the world. Hezbollah, Iran, all of them have turned it into their playground. That can't and will not continue under this administration.